Meet Danny, an 11-year-old boy from Horrorville. Horrorville is called Horrorville because in the past 5 years there have been a sighting of ghosts, skeletons, zombies, giant spiders and people falling through the ground. It used to be called Happyville, but after the sightings the council decided to change the name. Now, back to the story. Danny was a very fit and healthy boy, even though he ate lots of Belgian chocolate. He absolutely adored two sports, swimming and tennis. He went swimming every Wednesday and went to tennis every Monday after school and every Saturday before visiting his nan. One day, Danny wanted to go out to play some tennis with his friends. "Mum, can I go and play tennis with the boys?" asked Danny. "Yes, of course, love," replied Mum. Out he went to play tennis. Or was he? On his way there, he decided to take a detour through Scary Alley. Everyone was too scared to go down Scary Alley, even the mayor. He was to be the first person in the world to go down there. "Here goes nothing," he muttered to himself. Nobody knows what would happen to them when they stepped into the alley. He took one step into it and he sighed. Whoosh! He got sucked up, well, down, through the ground. He was falling and falling and falling until he landed somewhere underground with a bump. Well, at least he thought he was underground. He found himself in a dark, dark room. At first he didn't know where he was, but with further investigation he realised he was in an underground house. But wait, there was a window with a street lamp glowing outside. He thought it was weird by itself, but was even more weird with a street lamp outside. There was a door at the end of the corridor. He decided to open it. There was another long corridor through the door. As he ran down it, he heard screams, howls, groans, woos, and many more noises. He ran and ran and ran as the noises got louder and louder and louder. He reached the end and he realised he might not be alive. Dead or alive?